For today's Dales discussion, I'm talking to Jonathan Simcock. Now, he's the development worker for the Derbyshire Dales CVS. Derbyshire Dales CVS, what is it to start with?
The CVS part of it stands for Council for Voluntary Service, and we are an infrastructure organisation serving voluntary groups right across Derbyshire Dales, but that includes right down to Dove Ridge and includes Ashbourne, of course.
So what is it you actually do, and how is it run?
Well, our organisation is run by a board of trustees. We currently have four. We're a charity and a company, and we're what's known as an infrastructure organisation, which means that we offer advice on a lot of issues such as governance, constitutions, how to be a charity, how to be a community interest company, where to find funding. We offer training on the roles of trust management boards, role secretary, treasurer, chair, and so forth. But most of all, we help our member organisations find funds to carry on going, and we represent them as well at a more strategic level with county council, district council, the health service boards, as the CCGs, and bodies involved with that.
Because there's lots to learn, isn't there, for voluntary services? There's so much out there on offer.
Well, there is, and they are now an important part of providing support to isolated and vulnerable people in the communities. Everything from such as stroke clubs or condition-related groups, friendship groups, luncheon clubs, groups helping people with dementia. These all have a part to play in supporting isolated and vulnerable people, and a part to play in helping reduce the burden on social adult care services from the county council and on health services from, say, South Derbyshire Clinical Commissioning Group.
Now, the reason you're here today is because you've got an Ashbourne Older People's Group event coming up, haven't you, on the 9th of May. Tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening there and what you're offering.
Right, well, we're trying to reach our member groups, but also other older persons groups in Ashbourne and the area. So not just in Ashbourne itself, but all the villages around, right down to Dove Ridge and Sudbury and those sort of areas. We have got three different organisations coming to do a presentation about some of their work that's relevant to older persons groups. So, for example, we've got the South Derbyshire Clinical Commissioning Group, got Jane Hopkins coming to talk about PLACE, which is their plans, how they're linking in their services with the voluntary sector. Also, we've got Pam Woods, who is the manager of South Derbyshire VSPAR project, which again actually receives referrals from health and social care professionals, so the Ashbourne Medical Practices and other professionals working in the area, but where people will want to actually access some service from the voluntary sector groups. So she'll be talking about that project. And we also have a grants officer from Foundation Derbyshire coming to talk about their new older persons grant, which was launched at the start of April.
Okay, so there's lots going on and lots to offer for everybody in the area.
Indeed, and we'll also be seeking to capture the views of people in Ashbourne, of the groups, about what is working well in Ashbourne and perhaps where there might be gaps, where it might be useful to start new groups or new services to fill those gaps, which again can hopefully assist the work of the VSPAR and assist our colleagues in health services and adult care services.
It's free to come along as well, isn't it?
It is free, and there will be tea and biscuits and coffee.
So if people want more information, have you got a contact number they can call?
By all means, they can contact us at Derbyshire Dales CVS in Bakewell on 01629 812154, or if you are able to use email, you can do inquiries at ddcvs.org.uk.
Jonathan, thank you very much for joining me.
You're welcome, Helen.
The Ashbourne Older People's Group events will be taking place on Tuesday the 9th of May from 9:45am until 12:45pm at St Oswald's Church Hall.